Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this as well as your own family or personal altar. First thing as you wake up daily. After, join us on Turning Point Prayer Hub, 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time. Welcome also to Wednesday, the 13th day in the month, as usual. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen. I receive it. It is your day of crossing over to a new phase of life. It is your day of covenant alignment. Do this. Let's do this. Stretch out your two hands before you. Put them together in alignment. I'm hearing alignment. I decree and declare your life will align with God's purpose for you. Someone is listening to me now. Your things are out of order. It's like you are losing it on all fronts. I command realignment, realignment. Oh, yes. Get God your life together again. Get your health back. Get your finances back. Get your good dream and your marriage back in the name of Jesus. I want to pray for those that are struggling and struggling and yet nothing to show for it in all your effort. Those I'm addressing, they know themselves. Lay your right hand on your bosom and let me pray. That situation will turn around soon. God will show you where you are getting it wrong and how to get it right. Something is missing. Something is not connecting. God will connect it for you. Someone has goods to sell, but no buyers. Goods, services, properties, content. Do this. Do this. Do a one-day fast. If you can fast all day, do so, if not till 2 or 3 p.m. Then wake up 12 midnight from tonight. Do prayer warfare on this issue. Take photo shoot or screenshot of the goods, properties, and materials. Prophesy to it. Use documents or items connected to what you want to sell. 1 hour midnight. Do it for 3 consecutive days. Then sow a sacrificial seed to back up, a good sacrificial seed. Buyers will come. Let's have your testimonies later. Divine intervention will happen. Listeners, anytime you are faced with a challenging issue, a challenging situation, Google or chat GPT, bringing out relevant Bible verses on that issue. Fast, sow a battle seed is spiritually powerful. Things will turn in your favor. Don't go running around looking for who will pray for you. You can pray directly to God and receive answers. May 13th celebrate your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. God will give you a special birthday gift today and put you in the good in heart of good people to also bless you with financial blessing and precious gift. Right? First issue today. Good evening, my people. Daddy, I need help of the doctors in the house. My 3-year-old son eats only egg yolk and drinks Cerelac via a bottle. He eats absolutely nothing else. I checked this trait online. It is called food jag, but couldn't find a solution. Please, what can I do as a young parent to get my son to start eating like other kids? Daddy, please help me. His mom and I are so concerned. Thank you, sir. Wow. You shouldn't have allowed this ab initio from the day one, from the onset. You shouldn't have allowed this restricted behavior. I have seen cases around me here with some of my grandchildren, and the mother will say, he doesn't want to eat what others are eating. I shout on the mother. How can 1-year-old, 2-year-old, we not want to eat what others are eating. Say, force him. And the child will start eating what initially said is not going to eat. Now, a child should really not be given any choice of I don't want to eat. Because that child will grow, there will be poor growth as a result of nutrient deficiency, no balanced diet, weak immunity, and so on. Those are the things that will be showing up. Well, maybe my own approach is crude. It was what I saw, what my mother do as she was bringing up little children in those days. So over to you, doctors and medical practitioners in the house, give your medical perspective. And those who have had similar experience, please share it with this couple. Next, good morning, Daddy. Please, sir, I'm a student, sir. If I see question papers of a particular exam before the time for the exam and I use it, is it cheating? Thank you, sir. Wow, yes, it is cheating. What else will you call that? My question to you is, how come you saw the question paper before the exam? Where will the leakage? Where? How? That must be fraud. An insider must have gotten the question out for sale. You shouldn't be involved in such illegality. Study well. Read hard. You will pass instead of looking for leaked question papers to buy. I know many students, that's what they do, and there are some parents too that fund their children to buy question papers so that they can pass. It is not right. It's illegal and it's ungodly. Next, good morning, our daddy. I am a TPJ member and a law enforcement officer in the Nigerian police. I can help the family who spent 8 million naira for illegal adoption to recover their money. Thank you, sir. Wow. Well, thank you so much for this. We already asked the couple to report at the nearest police station. Well, we will wait to see their development. So they should let us know the development so far on this issue. Next, good day, Daddy. I'm a TPJF. I am a young lady of 28 years. I have been trying to settle down, but all the guys I'm meeting do not take me serious. Please, Daddy, what should I do? I really want to marry this year. Wow, yes. This is the month of May. You can still meet who to marry and marry this year. Leave those that are not taking you serious. Your own God ordained spirit-filled man will locate you soon. Don't allow desperation. Don't give in to those ones demanding sex from you before marriage. Those ones are used and dumb people. Don't let them use you only to dump you. Wait, your own God ordained man will come. Next, good morning, Daddy. I'm a man of 35 years old, seriously battling with masturbation and pornography. I really need urgent help. Wow, yes, you need urgent help. It is better not to get into addiction. Getting out is not easy. The way out is warfare prayers we have taught and taught here. Google and write out all scriptures on war against addiction, war against sexual immorality, freedom from masturbation and pornography. You will see a lot of scriptures. Write them out and engage them in intensive prayers, not less than 1 hour per session. Do so morning and evening. Fill your spirit and your soul with scriptures. Addiction will stop. It will not stop in one day. So continue it until it stops, as long as it takes, but it will leave you. Listeners, we'll do more on this tomorrow. Rebroadcast it to all of your contact. Do so daily. Today is the prayer mountain at Abuja Center, 12 to 2 p.m., Living Spring Chapel International, Kado Life Camp, after the fish market, Abuja. Telephone numbers for further inquiry, 0806-133-2800. Tomorrow is the prayer mountain in the Mararaba Center. Two services we hold at the Mararaba Center tomorrow, 7 to 9 a.m. and 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Prayer focus this week on prayer mountain is no to barrenness. All kind of barrenness will go. For further inquiries on the Mararaba Center, send a message or make a call, 0704-555-077. Be there live. Today in Abuja, be there live. Tomorrow in Mararaba. Pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing. Also the battle, Thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 55555 we are doing this month. Your father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. This is inviting all TPJ members and listeners in Abeokuta, Ogun State, Nigeria, to a two-day National Ministers Conference holding at Baptist Conference Hall, opposite Technical College, Idiaba, Abeokuta. Date is Friday, May 22, 4 p.m., and Saturday, May 23, from 9 a.m. The conference is for all ministers in the fivefold ministries, general overseers, state and district pastors, upcoming and young pastors, members of CAMP, PFN, and DPGs, and all those who just want to go deeper in the Lord. I will be ministering together with other ministers. Come, it will change you. Theme is Reviving the Church to Save a Nation. Two telephone numbers to call, SMS, or chat with for details. 0802-322-1646. 0813-008-4869. Keep calling, keep chatting. The TPG Conference, Manchester, United Kingdom, is also counting out in June. We will let you know. Oh, yes. Be there, all of you in UK, in Europe, in London. I'll be visiting you in June. I prophesy to everyone's life, God bless you. Go out, see the power of God in action. Your goods will sell, your market will sell, high turnover, great patronage. Clients will come, doors will open. Helpers will locate you, destiny helpers. Everyone under the sound of my voice, the anointing and the grace that God put upon this commission and upon me, his humble servant, will be showing up in your life. If he's already showing, it will show more. You will be fulfilled. You will live well. You will serve God in abundance. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.